So what I want to try and do today is give you an idea of the roles the ad litems play in their appointments, talk about the concept of less restrictive alternatives, which now must include supports and services, some of the tools that are used, and what goes on in an active contest, and how you should think about contesting a guardianship if you're going to do that. And then, not as an afterthought, something that might be of interest to you, and that is getting paid. You may have asked yourself, why do the judges in probate matters seem to take such an unhealthy interest in the way I'm doing things? I mean, the district judge doesn't do that. The family court judge doesn't do that. The county court at law judge doesn't do that. Well, unlike all those other people, judges that hear probate matters have skin in the game. Something's on the line, and it's not just the washing. We can be personally liable on a bond that we are required to put up if we are grossly negligent in how we handle our end of the guardianship, so that if you or one of the other lawyers involved does something badly wrong and we don't do something about it, we can be held to respond in damages on that. And that's in estates as well as guardianships. As you're aware, to be eligible to act as an attorney ad litem, you have to be certified. Now, the fun news is, as you know now, not only to act as an attorney ad litem, but to represent the applicant in a guardianship, you have to be certified. If you're a retained counsel, if you are appellate counsel, you have to be certified.